fine. Stalo Vesi. Okay, comes to Vesu, comes to Vesu, comes to Vesu, comes to Vesu, you convey the Ves. Nechiku, we show him that is there something, a concept of a Ves Kvitzus or not. Tosfos says there's no hymen of Ves Kvitzus alone is going to be a Ves. It's only going to be a Ves if you have a Kvitzus with the Yomim, with the Kvitzus together is going to be a Ves. Mashenkin by itself, there's no Havamina that there's going to be a Ves. And what Hymen says, the Kvitzus of Adat the Gemara meant Kvitzus Biacha together with Yomim. Green Pasak.
What?
We'll get that in a second. Green Pasak Rashba, Rambam's like that. There's no such concept as a Ves Kvitzus. But Amor says clearly that it is a concept of a Ves Kvitzus, that a Kvitzus alone could be considered a Ves. Now, Rashi, on one hand, Rashi says, Rashi definitely in the Hamina says it's such a concept of Kvitzus alone. Therefore, Tesis jumps in Rashi and says, like, well, what do you mean? There's a Hamina, there should be a concept of Kvitzus alone. Now, Rashi himself, this Rashi alone is not 100% Mukach, maybe Rashi going to Hamina. Maybe Hamina, the more held it, there was a concept of Ves Kvitzus. Mashenkin Maskanda, Rashi, we shall say that Rashi doesn't know this concept of Eskvitzus, only Avina, non Maskanda. But the Vice of Rashi and Kamash Malan, right before the mission of the Kurd Mukach, that there would be a considered Eskvitzus, only the Maskanda. Rashi is Kamash Malan. How do they cut the Yom and the Kvitzas and Mogamra Lubias? The end of the Engel Vest, Bechav Shabbos Ekvitza. You have no Kvitza, Echav Shabbos Ekvitza. And the keyword Rashi is Veloy the Kvitza, Belechav Shabbos. Medeloy Chazi Asmol. Rashi for the Mishnah says that Yonah Kamash Malan, that you don't have a kvitza for Yom without Vestus, but there's a kvitza b'leach of Shabbos. There's no kvitza b'leach of Shabbos, the fact that you didn't see yesterday. It's Mukhik and Rashi clearly, that even the Maskana, that there would be a concept of Ves Kvitzus, and kvitza alone would, yes, be Kavein. This Rashi ain't 90% Mukhik, if Machad Rashi takes brings down, that's only in the Havamina, but Vada Maskana may be more successful than that. But the Rashi, right before the Mishnah, he says that there's no kvitza. There's going to be a Ves Kvitzus, even a Maskana. So the shot is, so I'm going to show you whether there's such a concept of Ves Kvitzus alone. Why not? In other words, what's the pshat in Tosfos? Why isn't the passage like Rashi in the Baal Amar? The Chayra, you jumped each time. Each time you jumped, you saw. And the Maisa, why should it not be considered a Ves? The fact that you're jumping up and down and you're seeing each time, here we see a very stark pattern. So the verse of Sifkati in Zion says a drasha, Ish ki yazav dama, has to be zav me'irav, not machmas oinus. Being that it's machmas oinus, therefore that's the sivus adavar, why it's not going to be considered a kviyas ves, because it has to be zav me'irav, and without any other sivus adavar, being that there's no sivus, why are you seeing? Therefore, we're not being considered a ves. Now the
not only by a man.
No. So a couple of tainas under the bush. Tiny number one under the bush is number one. The pasuk can't be talking about vestas because vestas is deraisa, vestas is darabanan.
Yeah.
Vestas is darabanan. So that we're having a drasha saying ki yazev dama veloy levestas to say that's going on. To tell you a mahalach that is no vestas, that's very, very shver, because the Maisa Ves is only Darabanan, and therefore I give such a drasha. Satan's, who made up this drasha, I don't know, the Vesha was Dorsha Kasinai. Some say he made up a drasha. It's just very interesting that he made up this drasha, like there's no room for cars, and Elmas trying to restrain him. But it's a Chiddush of one, they make a drasha. Two is the drasha can't go on Vestas, because if it's going on, because Ves is only Darabanan. And being that Vestas is only Darabanan, so therefore how could there be such, how could be such a drasha? The Oid, if there's some type of drasha that if it has to be Zav Me'ilav, so why would we have a Murkav? A Murkav, what would you have? Yamim, do you have the Kvitzus? You would have. If there's some type of drasha, Mafkia, that vest, which did not come Machmas Atzma, is coming Machmas, say, under a Siba, is not considered a vest. So what happened now that it's Murkav from two things? Why would that be Mishtan of that? And therefore the Mahalach of the Levush is very, very Mechudishtik. Fine. Another point the Chachamim say is, like we mentioned before, not everything which happens three times is considered a vest. Not everything is considered a teva. And just because a person jumped three times and you saw, Okay. Saying, like we mentioned, the guy we saw three times on her birthday, or three times when her mother-in-law came. I don't know, that Lav Dafka, what? Pringles, whatever, Lav Dafka, everything.
Marijuana.
It's just like marijuana. Fine. Okay. I can find him. So, therefore, just because it happens three times, we're not going to touch it up. Hey, the guy's not a cash. The guy's just three times wasn't the best. It's not. Thing, you know, it's just not. Lav Dafka is going to be a pattern. There's Lashon HaPayus in Rambam. Says, like, Dama, it says that Lamaisa, it's very hard to say that Kafitz is going to see the best. He jumps every single day. He's not going to see, right? It's not going to happen, right? So, to say that it's a germ of the vest. What do you say? No, I'm in Kafitz alone. I'm in Kafitz alone. So there, Kvitz is a goyim. Maisa, she's not going to jump every single day, and you're not going to see. And being that you're not going to see every single time that she jumps, therefore it's hard. The Patterson Random says it. She jumped three times in a row. It doesn't have to be the same. No, it's similar. It doesn't have to be the same. One is time. There's no kasha. Not a kasha. Kasha is one. You have three times to be vast. No, who said? Look at this. Who says such a tivis? But it's what I'm saying. It can't be a golem, because if it's a golem, then why you can't? You can tell me every single time she jumps, you can see. It's not true.
Why not?
I saw it three times.
What?
Because
every time she jumps, she's enough.
What?
Yeah, she does.
Elamai is something to do with that. Elamai is a combination of the fact that she's all will to see, and then she exerted herself or jumped, and therefore that's it's gonna be a combination of the two together that's going to cause it to see. Now Saturday Paskin. The Mechaber says Kavas Nikav Nachas Enos Kavs of Arasa. Even see him many times. Ain a vest Meishanis Rasa a vest Machmas Enos would not be considered a vest. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. Before we get to Ramah, what else? The Gemara says a case of jumping. What other cases would we consider? We'll go into the aspect of Machmas Enos. So the Tesefta Anida Aleph Beis says that koves machmas is not going to be considered a vest. Kagoin, one is that she was kofetz. Second one, he says that is kicha verasa, kofsa verasa, nasa masa kava verasa. She carries something very heavy. She exerted herself and she saw because of that. That's considered anus. Cherudin kibshute exercise. She does heavy exercise. That's going to be like cups of arasa. Hikka bala varasa. Her husband hit her. And she saw.
Basic
grade. Sorry. All these things, anus, all these scenarios would be considered. It would be considered anus. So, because anything which is we. Tai Chav is going to be Zayt Gaseva. Therefore, Kipshuta, the lady does heavy exercise, carries something heavy, and based on that, she saw, we're going to say that's going to be considered a. Well, that's going to be considered a vest anus, and it would not be considered a vest. Comes along the way, Smiley says, even though we go hold that it's not going to be considered a vest. That it's not considered a vest machas anus, but yet tichush is like a vest shenik kavua. That's why he says that tichush is like a vest shenik kavua. The chiddush maimi is a chiddush for a couple of reasons. Number one is the chiddush that normally, I mean, a lot of times say, what's the reason why tichush is for every vest shenik kavua? What's the sibus hadavar? Tichush is going to turn into a vest kavua. Here, we're saying that it cannot turn into a vest kavua. Over here we're saying where it cannot turn into a vest kavua, so being that it cannot be considered a vest kavua, so it's very interesting that we're going to be choishes this like as a vest sheini kavua. But kabbanim, that's one chiddush. Lloyd, let's handle the svaras. What's the reason why we saw a vest makvis is not a vest? If you're like the lavash, there's some type of drasha, So that drasha shouldn't make them sevas kavur veshen and kavur lacher. Ramana shalach shouldn't be anything. If you hold the vayter is that what? It's not a tava. So vayter, why we chayshes veshen and kavur? Like, you know, what? If you say maybe it's a point to say it's like shkiach. It's not common to. It's not a common to be a ves. It's not normal. It's a little bit interesting that this pshara to make it into. Okay, so the question is this interesting, so then why is it okay, like Manashach? Like Manashach. So if we're being out of such a tava, so then why aren't we? That's what I'm saying, we won't make a best quarter. If it shows that there's some type of program going on over here, so then the chayra. What do you say? He's saying if we see it happens three times now, three choshes for a vesh and kavua. So why is Ramah passing like this? Because the Gashidah Shalevi says, like, it's a pshar ben Hashitas. We have somebody, Sheva Shalevi says, we have somebody, Shalevi says, Ves Kavisa is a real Kavisa. We have Rashi the Balmor. We have other Shalevi saying, Ves Kavisa is a real Kavisa. So he took up pshar ben Hashitas to consider like a vest, like a vesh and a kavua. So the Shach of Kadim Amchas says that perhaps three times the Chayshah Vesh and Kavur. Let's say the figure saying Tzach Lachash Chol Pam Shik Vesh Tzach Kain Shash Pamim. Saying you don't have to be Chayshah for the Kvitzah if it doesn't three times. So the Vesh HaChidish LaFloga Tzach LaChayshah for the Pamachas. For the Vesh HaFloga and the Vesh HaChayshah, the Chayshah even one time. He says, Kagoyin Shekavsa for Rasa. If a lady was Kavsa Rasa and after 20 days she was Chazar for Kavsa for Rasa. So you chalachas the vessel flaga. You have to for the vessel flaga. But I can't take it. Say vessel mirim. So chalachas the kala ina. The lower eras mechaf lechaf. Like kvitzah tzir nechash lechaf. Kvitzah katsa megagara. Hashanah mekatsa vechaf. So the shach says. Yeah, the mamakam is anybody? The shach says that. Avada after one time, if she's kafsa verasa after day 20, and then she's kafsa verasa again after day 20. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, in that situation, you're going to have to be chayshus for the Aflaga and the Yom HaChidosh. Because if she went to a Kvitza, so then the Lach is that we would say, she would have a Kvitza, we would say the Maisa that Shach. If you went to a Kvitza, you would say you have to be chayshus. So the fact that Kvitz, you jumped, why should it be any worse? And therefore you have to go ahead and be chayshus for it. With a kvitza.
That's the bomb. One
total
kvitza alone.
Are we doing this? I don't understand. Linus, I've got two. Why the kvitza make a gar? Why the worst is make a gar? I'm saying the bomb down by Linus. Make a time of flag a cloud. So the flag is when. What's up, a flag? A flag is when it builds up, and then when it builds up, it breaks down. If you have a flag of the kvitza, we say chayshus because we see. This is a normal thing, you get this amount of time, and you see. A kvitza in which dakler is a flaga zoo. It's not a raya that you see it as a flaga, because you saw makhlin, it's a kvitza. So just because now she jumped, we say, kvitza alone is saying nothing. It's not a raya. In fact, kvitza alone is not going to be enough, right? So he's saying he doesn't really understand that if kvitza alone is not going to be enough, I see 100 times where the kvitza is not going to be enough, right? Kvitza is not a gara. So just because I have one half flaga and they both happen to have a kvitza, he says, doesn't see why that all of a sudden should make any chash. Why should we chashish? Why should we chashish for that flaga? The mice, the kvitz alone is nothing. And a flaga normally is a buildup. Over here, we don't have the buildup. It's rimach vazainis. Elamai, if it's rimach vazainis, so then, you know, why should you have to be, why should you have to chashish for, why should you have to chashish for that flaga?
In the Balmar, if, let's say you had one
rimach vazainis,
and then you had the kvitza, are you chashish for a vashayin?
Yeah, sure. Saying, and there's Shemal Ves Kvitzis and the Chayra.
Even in Taisus?
No, Taisus when you have a Rehan Morkam. Chayra, I'm saying.
But in the Yom HaFlog and Yom
HaFlog. Fine, the more discuss is that.
Yom HaFlog and Yom HaFlog is a Morkam, no?
Yeah.
Every day, according to the
Taisus. You have a passing Mara second?
According to Taisus, you have to also have to be Chayshah. No, it's
one second. The Gemara says that Amar Rashi, the Gemara brings down that the Shah is the Majesha with the whether kvitz the esnel could be garim or not. The Gemara says that kaf is v'chasha basa v'chazi. Kaf is v'chasha basa v'chazi. Shabbos kafs lechazi. V'chasha was chazi v'le kvitzo. The Gemara says ma'at him egalim basa v'fei yom kagam v'le kafsa k'mashmulan. The Gemara says that you might think it's megalim v'fei yom kagam v'le kafsa k'mashmulan, that there's a chance of a kvitz the esnel garim. She 2 days in a row she was kafas and she saw, and the third time she was kafas the day before. And she went in and saw it. You might think the Yom Kagarim, Kamash Moran, that we say that Yom is not Kagarim, and it's Kvitzah Esmul Garim, and you can have a Ves Dafka Kvitzis. The Gemara has a second Lashon, Omar Lashachwin Avuna Kavzeratza, 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 Kavala Ves, the Yom of Lake Kvitzis, of the Kaveh Yom of Lake Kvitzis. The Gemara says, what's the case? He saw 2 times with a Kvitzah, and the third time, Chazib Lake Kvitzah. Hasam Gilei Milsa, Yom Kagarim, it's a Gilei Milsa that the Yom Kagarim. So there's a Shalom Nishan on whether do the two Lashanas have a Machalikis or just talking about 2 different cases. Is it just talking about the second Lashan, just talking about a case where you weren't covered to Kvitz Asmal? Maybe Echanami, if you do have a Kvitz Asmal, maybe Echanami, you would have to be Cheshis. What I'm saying is no, there's a Machalikis Bein and Lashanas, and therefore you'd have to be Cheshis. Says that it could be Mechalikas Negersa. I'm saying it could be Mechalikas Negersa. I'm just saying that they have different Gersas, or even if you had the other Gersa, but still, why the other Gersa say not like that? You know, is why doesn't it say that case and tell you that we go to Muslim Afreya that why is the case of like Kafsa? Why is the case of Kafsa? And if it would be Kafsa, it would be Kaveh Vesna. That's going to be a Shabbos. Mechalikas says Kafsa, Chavis, Vesadam, Echaz, Yom, Kafsa, Chavis, Vesadam, Echaz, Kafsa, Chavis, Vesadam, and if this is like Kvitsa, that we see that the yom is gerim without the kvitza. The shach in Memtes means down that's the psak of the mechaber, but the Rashba in the Torah pasuk telling me that echav Shabbos the kvitza last mal because yom rishon the kvitza v'leilam mechudayo. That he says that the Rashba argues on the Rambam. The Rashba says that we say that Kvitza the Esmal is going to be Goyim. Kakas Rav Magmishim Ramban. That it's like the Magmishim Shem the Ramban. Mstave Kim the Vesta Abanan Natina Lakula. Since Vesta Abanan we go Lakula, I'm going to say. So I don't even know. Kim the Vesta Abanan Natina Lakula, and therefore we're going to touch up and say that it's going to be a Vest Morkov. You're not going to say a Vest one without the other one. Shachas Baalei Temal Mechaber Shishmitu Daitam. What's Pshat Mechaber, which left out the opinion of the ones which are Mekel, and what's the Pshat that the Mechaber is being Machmer Vestabon Mishmitu Mekel. Tosh Shlomim Sifkatan Lamanei says the Pshat is that even Rabban himself Baalei Midas Rambam, even the Ramban who wanted to be Mekel, he said the Ma'isa Baalei Daiti Kenegad Das Rambam. And being that Ramban himself was Bala Dasa Dasa Rambam, therefore that's why the Mechaber Paskin, that we say it's going to be that's the Pshat and the Pshat in the Mechaber. Yeah, now there's a Shaila. The Gemara is a case of Surah 2 times on 1 day, and the third time, wondering whether Kvitz the Esmal is Garim or not. What happens if all 3 of them are Kvitz the Esmal? 3 months in a row, I jumped, and the next day I saw.
Why is it not like a show?
What? The next one, I'm saying, do we say that I jumped 3 times in a row? If I jumped 3 times in a row, that's going to Megala, that whatever. Also shows, let's say I jump 3 days before, 2 days before, is it Dafka Kvitz the Esmal's Gerim, or just means this is a, you know, Dibra Kasavin Baiva, but let's say it was 2 days, 3 days, maybe also. So Chavis Das, Rosh Hashanah can say that number one, that Dafka Kvitz the Esmal Gerim, only Shailan, Lush Lushan, and Rishanim, is Dafka within Kvitz the Esmal Gerim, but if it's going to be 2 days, 3 days, then there's not going to be a suffix. Benegeya, whether we say that But again, whether we say, let's say it's three times Me'asma. The Shaila is, do we say, Kisayin one hand, maybe it's better, or three times Me'asma. Maybe everyone would agree would be considered Kisayin Me'asma Gairam. If I say two times on the day, and then the third time I had Kisayin Me'asma, so we could debate, maybe it's not Kisayin Me'asma. Like here, maybe in that case, everyone, on one I could say, I hear that everyone in the world agreed that the Kisayin Me'asma Gairam could happen three times in a row. Or, besides that, I care that's worse. Maybe Chris the Esmol is like only muchrach to say that. We have a problem. So two times this day. Third time, she was covered Esmol, and she saw, so it's Mistaver. That was inside the Chris of yesterday. But Avada, it happens all three times. And Bechal, we're going to say, no sheikhs between the two things, and they're not related to each other. So some Sevin Shuvah Gimel says that over there we would say Chris the Esmol Gerim, it happens three times in a row. Then could be everyone be masked if that's Esmogayim in that situation, and because it happened three times in a row, therefore we say Kfitsa Esmogayim. Mashegin, the Chavez Das and the Chashuch, and they both say they know. Avada over there is Pashit, that would not be considered a Kfitsa Ves. It happened three times yesterday. The only time we say it is, it happened two times in a row, third time, Lamaisa, it happened the day before. So we seem to see that this day and the vest are agreement. Elamai, what's going on? So we say, Kfisa de Esmol caused it. Mashiach, in a scenario where, in a situation where we're not forced to say that, just three times and it's three separate things. So, and that's it. What? No. It's Be'etzem, to say Kfisa de Esmol, it doesn't make, it's like it's a last resort. It doesn't make so much sense to say that. So that is, if I had two on this day, with a kvisa. And the next time was the day before, so say that's it's
what? That's a shit in
conveyor. We're forced to say Kvitz Asma. We had two, and the third, we can say like the seventh time. We found it in a couple of sukkahs like that. We're going to see Sikh Aleph, and Sikh Hafei, and then Aleph. So there also, we saw that jazz. When the third Riyah that comes in earlier, we say it to Sevez Dhamma, and that forces us to say it. So we have two Riyahs like that, so then we're going to say that. Like Mashallah Hashem says, let's say you have two Riyahs with Kvitz Asma. Now for sure, we won't say it. Two is a piece, that's small one of that day. We're not going to say it. Only when we have two like that, and if there's like that, and then that's going to machriach us to go that way, and we can say it that way. In a different situation, the might say we won't say it. One last halacha, do you have a snapback on a Ves Merkav of Kvitsa and Yamud? In fact, she has every Chaf L'Chodesh, she has a Kvitsa and Yamim, happens three months in a row. Then she was accurate, she jumped, and she didn't see. Three times in a row. Right, she did exercise, right? She does exercise monthly, she gets her vest. And then it happened 3 months in a row, and it didn't happen. And then a couple years later, Chaf L'Chayla, she's exercising, and, what?
Let's she got on the same day without exercising.
No, well, I think it's a vest kvitsa. It's a gerim of the two together. So the pishurim means the chav is that. So in that situation, we would say that the vest would come back. It's like a regular vest. Yeah, it's a regular vest. And if the it's a regular vest. Well,
how many times did Rabbi get
vest kavuos? You get it. Yeah, you do get.
Often does
Rabbi
get
vest kavuos? Do you really? People know they ask. So I can't
how
say
often
for sure.
Did Rabbi get kavuos? No kavuos. Huh? How often do Rabbi get kavuos?
Once in a while. I'm saying funny.
More than once a year?
What?
More than once a year?
Yeah. Yes, definitely, yeah. If I had a guess, 3-4% type, let's say. 2-3%, I'm saying. So Shalevi's bothered by that. Shalevi's a little bothered, troubled by that. But I was saying, Kvitsa Lassimos Garim. Let's say, you see 2 months in a row on, let's say, the day, and then we have a Kvitsa with a Merkav, Yechishish for the whole Aina, right? From wherever you jump, Yechishish the whole Aina that the Kvitsa is going to go ahead and Garim me to see. So let's say she jumped 10 minutes before Shkia, and she saw her right after Shkia. So what's going to happen now? It says Mistaver to say that Mistaver is beside the jumping with the day and it just got pushed off a couple minutes. It says Mistavara, If you're thinking of that situation, probably we should really translate it to say it's machmas, the original kvitza with the yoyim, and we're not going to say that. But he says the mice, the stimius of the person don't seem to say that. He's a little bit bothered. And it seems like the stimius of the person don't seem to say that. And therefore he says the mice, but tzarechien, and it will be in that type of situation. We jump. Whenever you cover the marsh end of the Riyah, he just says, I jump 2 minutes of Rosh Kiya. I see you right after Shkia. Right? So Vessas go to Shkia. So now we say, oh, you're out? Or Pesha is Mstaver, Mitzad, somehow the Goyim of the Vess, Kvitsa of the Aflog, Kvitsa of the Chedesh. He says, more Mstaver to say like that, because it sounds like the steamiest of the Priskim is not like that. And he says, it's Arachim. Fine, stop.